I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is cum in my eyes. I miss getting facials. I miss getting cum in my eyes. I miss the delicious final moments of fuck spent with men who want to choose where they'll splatter their load. I miss those split-second inside or outside decisions during which they're thinking about all the different places to jizz. Face, tits, arse, cunt, hair, feet. I miss looking up at a guy's face, twisted with pleasure and effort as he beats his cock for the final few strokes before letting go and splashing cum all over my upturned face. Yeah, I miss facials. It's not that my partner and I don't do facials anymore. The option's still on the table. It's just that the pleasure of having him come in my cunt seems to always win the battle in that moment. And why not? I fucking love it when he comes inside me. And yes, I can usually feel it in detail. At the moment someone starts to ejaculate, their dick throbs like the pulse on your left wrist. Search the blog for what it feels like to get pumped full of cum if you'd like to know more. And when you've read that one, you might understand why I rarely give that up to ask for a facial instead. But still, I miss them. I miss the feeling of hot spunk pouring onto my face. Especially given that with facials, you get an instant indication of just how much spunk someone had inside them all along. If you think it's going to be a particularly big load, what better way to show that off than to splatter it all over my face? Let's deal with the obvious drawback. It hurts. I don't know how much of my lifetime I've spent with a cold, damp flannel clamped to my face, moaning, "Ah, the pain," but it's a lot. I'm 99% sure that somewhere on the pages of this blog, I've spent at least a few hundred words moaning about the drawbacks of spaff that sprays everywhere and the subsequent stinging in the eyes that results. But hey, we often get nostalgic about things when it's been a while, don't we? Forgetting the irritating parts and remembering only the moments that shone with joy. Besides, plenty of the things I like cause me pain. Being flogged, for instance, or getting brutally slammed against the kitchen counter so that the fake marble edging digs in and makes bruises on my hips. Sometimes I worry I'm not getting enough pain. I crave pain if it's linked to pleasure, and I get a sense of pride if I've had a truly dirty fuck that leaves me whimpering, "Ouch," in the afterglow. When I used to date other men, and some of them were super keen on facials, the pain of getting cum in my eyes, and up my nose, and in my mouth and hair, and on my headboard, and down my neck, and, oh God, too horny now, might have to pause for a wank. The pain of getting cum in my eyes highlighted that this particular type of cum shot was different, special. The fact that it hurts means, in my experience, it's rarer. And rightly so. Few people get off really hard on pain, especially when it's a stinging, chemically burn in their eyes, rather than a stinging, caney burn across their bottom. As a result, people who are good at fucking won't ever give you facials without checking in first. And those who love giving facials will be aware that spunk can burn. Result? The act of coming on my face is a special kink, rarer than coming on my tits or arse or thighs or anywhere else. It happens only at someone's express request, and therefore I find it much hotter. This isn't just you enjoying my cunt so much that you pour hot spunk inside it. This is you deciding that the thing you want most is to pull out and have me turn around, face turned upwards towards your rock-hard cock, eyes wide in anticipation of the torrent of cum you're about to rain down upon me. Yes, please. A long time ago, on a trip to Amsterdam with an ex-partner, I picked up a pile of porn DVDs to take home as souvenirs. The fact that I was buying porn DVDs will probably give you an indication of just how long ago this was. Anyway, the benefit of DVDs, as opposed to online porn, is that they come in plastic cases with screenshots of the action. So you can lie on the bed having a wank as you rifle through the collection, holding each DVD up in turn and scouring the images on the back until you find one or two that do it for you. That's what this guy did at any rate. I'd emerged from the shower, having just started getting ready for a hot night out, a night we ended up spending mostly in DVD/sex booths, if you're interested. We were never able to miss an opportunity for seedy perving. And when I re-emerged into our hotel room, I found him lying on his back on the bed, dick in hand, beating himself off to the images on the back of a DVD. He gave a brief start, and that delightfully sheepish, I've been a naughty boy look, until I gestured to him to continue with his wank while I continued getting ready. "What's hot?" I asked him, keen to put my finger on exactly what it was he was so horny for, so I could store it in my repertoire for later. The words caught slightly in the back of his throat, and his voice trembled with the rhythm of his hand rubbing vigorously at his dick, as he turned to me with pre-orgasm, semi-closed sexy eyes and said, "It's the cum in their eyes." I will remember that image probably for the rest of my life. Him lying on the bed with his jeans halfway down his thighs, cock in hand and face twisted with the effort of nudging himself to orgasm and telling me, "It's the cum in their eyes." Like I say, it's a pretty special kink. All this to say, I miss facials. Not in a woe is me way. I'm not swooning on a fainting couch, weepily begging passing strangers to whip their dicks out and spaff all over me. Although let's make a note of that, because in a post-COVID world when we no longer have to social distance, it'd be one hell of a fun bukkake scenario. It's just that facials generally fall just one or two places below the ideal way to end a fuck, and as such, they're rarely woven into my sexual repertoire. The closest I've come to a proper facial recently was when we tried out a spit roast with our fucking machine, and the robot shagged me hard enough that my partner's dick slipped out of my mouth and gave me an accidental drenching. But deliberate facials are few and far between, and as I might have mentioned 1 or 12 times already, I really miss getting cum in my eyes. But the beauty of Kink of the Week, which is a meme this post was written for, is that it reminds me of kinks I'd forgotten I had. Sex acts which have, like the act of getting cum in my eyes, fallen slightly down my to-do list in favour of other things. Then I think about them, write about them, obsess over them, until the desire to remind myself what they feel like gets so strong that facials automatically climb the priority list. What I'm saying, I guess, is that just the act of writing this post has taken my brain to a very facial-focused place, where all I can think about is the possibility of going downstairs to where my dude is working at his desk, slipping under that desk so I can fuck him with my mouth, pausing only briefly in the proceedings to look up at him with eager eyes, open my filthy wet mouth and ask, "Do you want to come on my face?" If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. If you'd like to read more posts about facials, and in fact a whole bunch of other kinks, kinkoftheweek.mollysdailykiss.com is an absolute treasure trove of writing about different kinks from sex writers.